Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Thanks for tuning in to Boomer Radio. Mary Pat is here.
Good afternoon.
And Tom Ford is our guest. He is the creator of Boqua. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks
so
for having me.
Appreciate you having some time for us. Some of our listeners watch our television show, Boomer TV, which airs on WFYI, 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday nights. So they may have seen the segment with you on it already and know what Boqua is. But there's probably some people out there going, what? Boqua? What is that? So why don't you tell people what that is exactly?
Well, I could do the long version, but I'll keep the short version. Boqua basically is body aquatics.
Okay, body aquatics.
Basically, I've taken sports, all different sports, from tennis, basketball, baseball. You know, I even stir. We do get in the kitchen and stir food in the water, and take it all in the water.
And that's some of your directions when people are working out with this.
Well, some of the directions might be, for example, might be for stirring the pot. So you put your hands on top of one another, and you basically take a stick and you're stirring your big pot. Another one might be, for example, might be hooks. So if you've watched a boxer, they throw a roundhouse or a hook, and so they're bringing their arm really wide and coming around as if you're hitting a bag in front of you. So a lot of different things like that. Tennis forehands, baseball swings, things like that.
But you don't just use your fists or your hands. You have created a piece of equipment to use in Boqua, and you call it a boke. Can you describe that to our listeners?
Sure. A boke, it's taken 3 years to develop it.
It's
hard to describe, but it's basically a round circle with a handle in the middle with wings on the sides.
Right.
And as you hold it, it allows you to basically fight the water. And the harder you fight the water, the water fights you back just as hard. And so by holding this piece of equipment, you can give yourself a great workout in the water. As you get stronger and work through a full range of motion, you can never break that resistance of the water has, the gravity that's in water. You can work as hard as you want against it, and you're never going to win.
Well, your body wins because it's going to get pumped up.
That's true.
I would say to people who are still a little confused, you know, think about having a ping pong paddle in the water. When you go under the water, there's resistance because it's got that mass on there. Now, a boke is very different than a paddle, but it works in much the same way. Does that make sense? Okay. So
it does.
Yeah, I would sort of describe it that way for people who might be thinking, I don't get it. But it's cool. I mean, you did several renditions of the boke. I mean, you had a 3D printer version to try to see, hey, you know, how do I to perfect it?
Yeah, I actually, my very first prototype, actually, if you picture a giant wiffle ball, so like an 8-inch in diameter wiffle ball with a handle in the middle.
Got it.
And so that was the very first idea I had. And I actually worked with Zionsville High School. They actually have a 3D club. So they were actually able to print, a 3D print, my very first prototype. And so working with one of the seniors there, we revised that prototype. Didn't give us quite what we wanted. Continued working with them. I worked with IUPUI, and they had 3D printers and worked with senior engineers down there. And then finally, long list of people. I worked with an engineer who actually is a biomechanical engineer. And he helped me come up and devise the prototype that I have now.
Well, and I want people to know that this just isn't something that, I had a dream and I thought I'd do this. I mean, this has been years in the making. You have perfected the boke and also the workout. And people are already doing this workout all over town.
They are. I have it in 4 different facilities. I actually have 13 different classes around town.
Wow.
3 different programs. So I actually have 3 different types of Boqua programs. One's in the deep end of the pool and 2 are in the shallow end. All of them are great core workouts, and all of them involve coordinating your head and your body together as one and getting everything working together in correct form and correct posture.
And there are so many benefits. Now, we're looking specifically at baby boomers. That's what our show targets. So, of course, anybody can do it. But the benefits of Boqua are amazing. I like that it's low impact. There are some boomers that maybe have a bad hip or bad knees. Low impact is important for any kind of movement for somebody.
Absolutely. Low impact is important for those reasons that you just mentioned. But even if you're perfectly healthy and you like to run, or, you know, you run on the treadmill or run marathons, working out in the water is a great alternative because you can run in the water and you're not getting that impact. So you're getting a great workout, but saving your body at the same time.
Love that.
And water allows you to work through a full range of motion. When you work on land, you get to deal with gravity. And gravity can be somewhat difficult to work with, especially if you have injuries. But in the water, that gravity is eliminated, and so you're able to do more through a fuller range of motion in the water.
I have one of your... Yeah?
I was just going to say, and with the Bokes, basically, I've created a gym in the water. So with the Bokes, you're able to affect every muscle group in your body just as if you were working in the gym. So if you're doing a bicep curl, you're doing a bench press, or you're doing a fly, you can do all of that stuff in the water through a bigger range of motion without tearing up the joints.
And this is an activity, Tom, where you don't, if you don't know how to swim, it's okay. You can just stay in the shallow end to do the workout, right?
Absolutely. Swimming skills are not needed. there are a lot of people that don't like to work out in the water because they're either afraid of water or they're afraid they can't swim well enough. Everything, most of the programs I have, you're actually standing on the ground, and so swimming skills are not needed. And the water, you're just in the water up to your shoulders.
Now, not only is this physically beneficial, but you've proved that it can improve mental acuity as well.
Yes. The way I create the program, I do a lot of different combinations of different moves. And so people don't necessarily have to think about the combinations, but because I'm setting up all the combinations for them, but because I put 2, 3, 4, and 5 different combinations together, they get to remember that. And for a lot of people, we are one hand dominant, right hand dominant, left hand dominant. The way I have the class set up, I do the same thing on both sides.
Nice.
And so if I do a jab on the left side, I'm going to do a jab on the right side. If I'm doing a baseball swing on the left side, I'm going to do a baseball swing on the right side. So one, you can't cheat. But two, it helps create a balance, and so it helps create those pathways that you don't normally use.
Like that.
You know, Tom, I remember you and I having a conversation that you worked with the Pacers, and I want to say the Colts, is that right?
I've worked, not for the Colts, I've worked with David Craig, who used to be the head trainer for the Pacers. I also used to work with Hunter Smith, who was the head trainer for the Colts. I have worked with the Philadelphia Eagles. That was an internship that I had in 85.
That's
in college.
You...
And so they...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Tom.
Yeah, they were the ones that got me involved in water rehab and water exercise.
Yeah, your background. What is your degree in?
My degree is in exercise science.
Yeah.
And I spent the first 16 years of my life as a certified athletic trainer. So working with
basketball teams.
Yeah.
Yep,
so...
rugby teams.
So you've got, you know, the exercise science background, which, you know, it led you to Boqua. I mean, you've always been interested
Correct.
In that. Yeah.
Correct. I've been dealing with water my whole life. I mean, either as a lifeguard or teaching swimming lessons or whatever. And then in Philadelphia, because I had that experience, the head trainer at the time said, okay, you get to work out all the players in the water. So when they have an ankle injury or knee injury, you get to figure out a exercise program that's going to help them get back on the field faster.
Great. Love it.
I'm like, okay.
So I can do that.
Well, you know, a lot of boomers are at that stage where if they fall down, they might break a knee or break a hip, and the water is a great way. That's where I was going with your background. You know, that water is a great way to heal that with not, it doesn't have that pressure. I don't know.
Yeah, you can still move and get a workout without.
You can still move, but again, because gravity is taken off the joint and you're reducing your weight because you're floating in the water, if you will, the joint, because the joint doesn't have that gravity affecting it, it can work through that range of motion even if it's injured. It can work through a fuller range of motion without that impact. But one benefit from a rehab standpoint, when you're in the water, the pressure of the water affects your body as well. And so if you have a lot of swelling in your knee or in your ankle or something like that, the pressure of the water will actually help put pressure on your body to help get rid of that swelling as you're working through it.
Without any pounding or lifting,
Exactly, because the only way to get rid of that swelling really is for your body to kind of pump it back into your body. And to do that, you got to get the muscles working.
I had some stress fractures, and I had to take it to the pool because that's the only place I could get some physical activity and heal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, for a stress fracture, it's great because, again, like you've mentioned, There's no stress. There's no impact.
Mm-hmm. So what one thing I particularly like about the BOQA is that it's a high-intensity interval training type of workout. Some people know that as the HIIT workout, if you're somebody who likes to work out a lot. But you do that in the water, and that's not an easy thing to do.
No, because you're fighting against the water, because you're working against that resistance of the water for different periods of time. So think about it. If you were to, let's say, walk in a muddy stream, I mean just a lot of mud, and mm-hmm. you try to run as fast as you can,
mm-hmm.
the mud's going to slow you down because you're pulling against that suction, against that viscosity of the mud. Same thing in the water. You take BOQAs in your hand or you're running in the water, you're fighting that water every time you're running as you're pulling up your leg, as you're pulling your leg down.
Yeah.
Do that for 30 seconds as hard as you can. You're going to get winded.
Oh, absolutely. Be like being in quicksand. So tell me,
you
said that you are teaching classes in 4 different locations around town. Where are those locations?
Those locations are at the Riviera Club, the Rivi,
mm-hmm.
The JCC,
mm-hmm.
the Fort Ben Y, and the Fishers Y.
Okay.
I have introduced it to the City Y and to the Avon Y, and I've also had it down at the Natatorium.
Wonderful. So you can find a class near you, folks that are listening.
Pretty much.
You have a website, arctohealth.com. That's ARC, the number 2, health.com, arctohealth.com. And you can find all this information there. And even contact you as well, right?
And don't forget his...
Absolutely. Please do.
This is a good visual. It's on Indie Boomer TV, the video from when you were on the 1st of June.
Yeah. We did a segment on Boomer TV with Tom Ford. He showed us what BOQA was, and you'll see what the BOQA looks like. If you go to indieboomer.com and click the TV tab, you'll find that episode. So if people want to go and take a look at it after hearing this, because it's, you know, I'm sure you're very curious about it. I know I was. What is BOQA? What? So now we know. Yay. Thank you, Tom Ford, the creator of it. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time and, you know, happy swimming and all that good stuff. I like you've got a little tagline on here. Come join the wave. We'd love to.
There you go.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Tom Ford with BOQA, and you are listening to Boomer Radio.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Thanks for coming back with us and tuning in. Stacy Henderson is our guest for this segment. She is the marketing director with Westport Homes. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Great. I'm so excited because we got to go to one of your new homes in Avon.
Oh, yeah. What did you think?
Oh, my gosh. Gorgeous. Oh,
yeah,
my
goodness.
Yeah, I'm in
love with those. Yep.
And, you know, every one is a little different, and you can customize these because they're new.
Absolutely.
So fun. So Westport Homes, lots of locations all over. We've been to several of them. How many locations are there in the Indianapolis area?
Oh, we usually have at least over 20.
Wow. Okay. Everywhere.
Some of them are specific for more of the 50 plus, wouldn't you say?
We call those the life. That's the lifestyle collection. I fondly refer to it as.
Julie's getting so knowledgeable.
I love the lifestyle collection.
She's
I do.
Getting to know us very well.
They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. So lifestyle collection is our homes that are maybe a little. I mean, you've downsized a little bit, but there's still plenty of room. I mean, huge closets, tall sinks in the bathrooms, gorgeous open concept with a kitchen. I could go on and on, and I probably will. So let's talk about one of your newer locations, Regency Reserve in Avon.
Sure, let's do it. Regency is a low-maintenance community, so part of our lifestyle collection. It's a 55 and older community, so just one of the home buyers needs to be 55. If there are two parties, they both don't have to be 55 or older. We have two beautiful decorated models there, and they're very spacious. So if you're feeling like you're wanting to downsize, but you're not quite ready to downsize, you're not ready to get rid of all of your stuff, these are great models. Over 1,700 square feet, over 1,800 square feet, and then over 2,000 if you add a bonus room or sunroom. So they're gorgeous. Just the decor itself is a reason to go by and visit and check it out.
Oh my goodness, the way that it is decorated. And I will tell our listeners, there is a a Boomer TV segment that's going to air. May have already aired. But we go through this newest lifestyle collection home in Avon, and we have an interior decorator, and she goes through and points out all of the unique features in the home. For example, she was she was loving all the texture and the pops of color.
Oh, yeah, she was pointing that out. Actually, that's going to air July 3rd, just so you
know.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. So texture and pops of color, one of her favorite things, one of the trends. The gorgeous flooring, the maple cabinets.
Oh, yeah.
The way they were stacked, she pointed out, and I'd not seen it. Like, you know, some are taller and some pop out a little bit, and it's just beautiful.
Right. There's a lot going on, but it's not overwhelming.
No.
So you can see just the different aspects of the decor and the finishes, such as the quartz countertops, and the tile backsplash in one of the homes has a little gloss and shine to it. So
pretty.
You can kind of appeal to everybody. You know, the tile showers, you can see, you know, different ways do that, and the different tiles you can select.
And those showers have those seats
that everybody's loving right now. So it's very easy to maintain. There are quite a few things to see, and we can build a home out, you know, with all of the features you want, or just kind of narrow in on the things that are the most important to you and really make it your own.
How long does it take to build a new home? I know it's weather dependent sometimes.
Oh, it definitely depends on the weather. I would allow about 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so now, if everything cooperates, that's a good estimate. But we also have homes that are move-in ready.
Ooh.
You know, they've got the finishing touches going on right now, okay. But they'll be ready by the time, you know, if you've sold your home or you can move right away and you can't wait to build. We have two beautiful homes that are move-in ready in this Avon location.
Oh, cool. You mentioned, you know, this is a specific lifestyle collection community, 55 plus. There are advantages to moving into a neighborhood like that where you know your neighbors are going to be about the same age. I mean, not only the social aspects, but, you know, speak to that a little bit.
Sure. Back to the lifestyle collection, they're low maintenance, and what that means, the lawn care is included and the snow removal is included in your HOA dues. So you really can sell your lawnmower, you can sell the snowblower. And the 55 and older, not all of our lifestyle communities are age restricted. So, you know, when you have that age restriction, you know you're going to have neighbors that are going through the same walk of life. You'll probably have some similar interests. You know, you could take walks in the evenings or during the day. So you'll know going in that you'll have some similarities and be able to connect with the people that are around you. So it will be a real sense of community there.
Yeah, you're in the same chapter of your life.
And, you know, as much as I love my grandchildren, there shouldn't be any children there, right?
visiting grandchildren, they are allowed to visit.
There's no gate.
No. I know. But I mean, it's kind of nice when you when you're older that you know.
If
I love
you're ready
them.
For that quiet.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah,
and it's still convenient to you know all the great shopping, the parks, you know everything that you're wanting to do. It's a really nice location.
This particular location doesn't it back up to a really peaceful nature preserve?
Yes, and it's a very large nature preserve. And if you know Avon, it's located at 900 East and 200 North, just that southeast corner of those connecting roads. There is some road construction going on right now, so if you plan to visit, just come in from 200 and travel south on 900. 10th Street or 100 is currently closed, and we've got more directions on our website.
Isn't County Road 200, though, 21st Street? Because I know that's how I got out there.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, if you know the roads better that way, it is.
Stacy, the website, westporthomes.com? Okay, because I've been
to it. Westport-home.
Yeah,
Westport-home.com. It's a tricky one. We make you work for it.
It's well worth it. So, you know, these are the types of home, and this we're going to just focus in on this new Avon location. We know there's lots of other places in town, but... the two models are called the Barrymore and the Rosemont. And I want to really hammer home what you mentioned earlier, that these are the types of homes that you can downsize without feeling like you're downsizing. There's still luxury features. You can still have a big closet. I think what is really appealing is like when you go into the bathroom, the cabinets are taller, so you don't have to lean down.
We call those the adult height. So adult height. Those are the 9-foot ceilings throughout. The wider tall doorways ceilings. Wherever we can, mm-hmm. you know, widen them up. Taller windows on the main level really kind of give you more natural light and give you that more elegant look. So there are several features that we do include in the base price of the home. And the base prices here, they're very reasonable. We start in the low 200s, mm-hmm. and we start at 1,300 square feet, and we have several floor plans available. So you can really choose the plan that works for the way you live.
And even the door handles are very 50-plus friendly. There's none of the little mm-hmm. round ones where you can get stuck if you've got, you know, some arthritis or anything going. You just, it's the lever.
Right.
I guess you call it a lever handle where you just go, boom.
Lever, lever.
Yeah, exactly.
And the paddle switches as well are part of that.
Mm-hmm. For the lights.
And a fully sodded yard and the landscaping package. So many of the floor plans have a front porch if you like to, you know, watch the days or the nights go by and visit with your neighbors. And that's one of the things I love about this Barrymore model. So you've got to go check that out for sure.
You know, I'm not sure which one we were in, but when we were with a designer, the first thing, and I noticed it as well, when you walk in the front door and then you just take a few steps, it's all wide open. You're walking in the living room. You can see the kitchen. You've got the mm-hmm. dining room. Mm-hmm. That's...
And we've had several people say they're just surprised at how bright and open the spaces are.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think you'll really be surprised when you go in these models, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, and you know, the standard features and the tall windows and so many things that are just part of it. It's, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to give up much to
right.
move here. It's
and
great.
The quality construction that we've talked about before. So it's the whole package.
Right. Mm-hmm. So westport-home.com for any details about Regency Reserve. Again, this is located in Avon, technically off of 21st Street or County Road 200 North, which is off of 900 East. People familiar with the area know where that is. And, you know, when I was there recently, there was a license plate from Tennessee pulled up. They were
really?
Checking it out. Yeah, they were checking it out.
Well,
so I'm curious to know, you know, how they even heard of it. Probably had relatives in the area and maybe mm-hmm. moving mom and dad up. To be closer,
exactly.
that kind of a thing. So,
yeah. And we offer single family homes nearby. You know, if we have families who, you know, the parents have kids, but the grandparents still want to be close, it's one of those other neighborhoods where you can be close, but still have your own space and your own separate.
Yeah,
community.
It's like a mile away. It's so close.
That's what I was trying to say before.
Mary Pat, what she was really trying to say was kicking the kids out of the house, but the grandkids are welcome.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We've been speaking with Stacy Henderson. She is a marketing director with Westport Homes. Thank you so much for your time and telling us about this new property. I love it.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Stacy.
Be sure to watch our decor segment, which is going to air on July the 3rd.
Exactly.
On Boomer TV, WFYI, 7:30 p.m. Stacy, thanks again for your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Boomer Radio, right here on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
I think today was a fun show, you know, Boqua, Westport Homes.
Fun every time.
Well, they are. You know, some of them are a little more serious, though, right?
Exactly.
So we do have the radio show. We appreciate you tuning in. You can always hear episodes that you miss or you want to hear again, indieboomer.com. Click the radio tab, and they're up there by the date that they aired.
Right.
Sometimes there's a description, sometimes there's a picture, and those are helpful too. If you want to get a hold of me or Mary Pat, pretty simple, julie@indieboomer.com.
Or Mary Pat, MaryPat@indieboomer.com.
So send us your ideas, your suggestions. We love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm. Got a new magazine coming out.
Actually,
it should be out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the stores.
Now, who's on the cover?
Karen Pence.
Oh, my goodness. Good get.
Yeah.
She's
a great lady. Very, had a great conversation with her. But we're also doing, remember the drive-in theaters?
I do.
There's only a couple left.
Right.
Got an article on that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting,
okay.
I think. And then, well, shoot, you wrote it, bicycling.
You know what? If you like to be active, and even if you don't, there's so many different ways you can do it on a bicycle. Maybe you don't know what kind you want. Maybe you're thinking about an electric bike. Maybe, do you know they have bikes that fold up?
Yeah.
For convenience.
Yes.
They do. They have tricycles for adults, all kinds of things. But everything I learned, I wrote in this article about bicycling in the Indiana area, Indianapolis area. So
yeah. Sounds good. Well, and on the let's switch
gears.
Yeah,
let's talk about the TV show.
Exactly. You're, again, Julie, you're everywhere.
Boomer TV. So are you, Mary Pat.
No, but you, this one is really important, I think, for a lot of people, and some people have already gone through it, but you did a segment with Stacia Matthews, and it was about strokes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, she's a 50-something person.
Yes, she's our age, yeah.
Had a stroke, and she doesn't even remember 3 months of her life.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. So her rehab, her journey, if you will, mm-hmm. What she's doing now, we'll catch up with her. She was with Channel 6 for many years on television, and she transitioned from that a couple years ago, I'd say, to a desk job.
A desk job,
which
yeah.
we all sort of do sometimes.
But we've also got the doc there.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's going to tell you what to look for and signs mm-hmm. and things like that, because, you know, the sooner you can get to somebody who's having that happen to them, mm-hmm. the better chances they are of, you know, obviously surviving and not having it as bad.
It's important to recognize the signs. So you'll learn that on the TV show.
Exactly. And then we've got, this one's kind of cool. It's a band. It's called the 45 RPM. And they consider themselves the British Invasion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some Beatles stuff. Is Ed Wank doing that story?
He is.
Oh,
he is. And it's not just Beatles. It's Rollings. It's the Stones. It's anything that was happening kind of back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Great music. So anyway, that's a fun one. And then, of course, we did that design. Did the design for Westport
Kern Palmer. She's got her own design firm, and her specialty is window treatments, but she walks us through the latest Westport homes over in Avon, mm-hmm. the Lifestyle Collection, which is specifically geared for those 55+. And she talks about color and texture and all the new trends for 2018 in home decorating. And a lot of people care about that. A lot of people don't. So I think it's fun. You know, the little door pulls. You know, you can change a door pull, you know, in your bathroom or kitchen, and the whole place looks different. It's cool.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. You can change things up.
So the TV show is going to be great. It's on Tuesday night at WFYI. TV at 7:30 p.m. So tune in. In all of these episodes, radio, TV, you can get them at our website.
Oh, and the other thing is, don't forget Facebook. I've got tickets laying on my desk for some restaurants and for, the Idle Drawer. Different places.
Okay, Facebook page.
Do it. That's where we get the stuff away.
IndieBoomer.com, also a great resource for you.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning into the radio show. Have a great rest of your Saturday.